What's so wrong about having a big harvest? I mean, shouldn't a worker, shouldn't someone with a family want to increase their livelihood, increase their prosperity? As the saints have admonished, especially families. What's wrong with building a barn to protect your investments? I mean, every 5,000 miles, I get an oil change for my car. Make sure it's like moderately clean in case I'm going to sell it in the future. What's wrong with enjoying a good meal, resting and eating and drinking and being merry, like the Old Testament exhorts us many times? Why does God call this farmer a fool? It has to do with what's happening in our second reading today, where St. Paul shows so clearly the difference in how we view our lives, the whole of our lives. He writes to the Colossians, living in this ancient Greek city. Many of them have become believers. And he says at the end of this little passage today, he says, here, meaning like now in this new life, there is not Greek and Jew. It's an ethnic or a language category. There's not circumcision and uncircumcision, a religious and cultural category. There's not barbarian or Scythian, two kinds of like outsiders, strangers to the Greek lands. There's not slave and free, those who have to serve a master and those who don't. But Christ is all and is in all. St. Paul is saying these categories, these types, how we classify the world, they have been changed now. They're so different. They have lost their importance. Why? Because you were buried with Christ. You were raised with Christ. Seek now what is above. Now here's the key line for today. Because you have taken off the old self and you have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the image of your Creator. It's being renewed in the image of your Creator. Now, in just a few minutes, this is so providential that we're able to baptize your daughter today, Matt and Brooke. In a few moments, we're going to baptize Claire in the back of the church, and she will truly be changed, taking off the old self that we are born into and putting on the new self. And her beautiful white baptismal garments, the one she's wearing, the one she'll be given, signify that. Because we were made in the image of our Creator. Claire was made in the image of her Creator. But when we fell from grace, when we chose to sin, that image got distorted. It's like someone took a beautiful piece of art and just threw a whole bunch of mud on it. And we're born like this into the world. But because we are buried with Christ and we rise out of the waters of baptism, we become new. And God washes away that distortion, washes that image, so that we become once again renewed to live as the image of God. You and I are meant to live in the world as the image of God. If you're the image of something else, it means that you reflect something else, you mirror something else, you radiate something else. And who we image in the world is God and God's lavish goodness, God's lavish generosity. You are the image of God in the world. And here's where the rich farmer who has the big harvest gets it wrong. He thinks the meaning of his life is, what do I have? What do I possess? What can I keep and hang on to for myself? Not thinking about others, not thinking about how this might bless others. It's all about himself. The question his life is trying to answer is, what will I have? But the real question of life is not, what will I have? What will I possess? The real question that God will ask us at the end of our lives is, who have you become? Who have you become? Have you become the image of God as I've made you to be, or something else? Friends, if we think that our lives are about keeping things for ourselves and getting things for ourselves and possessing things, whether it's material things or status or wealth or fame or and being in one of these well-desired social categories, like maybe a Greek was, maybe a Scythian was, maybe a free person was, if we think life is about that, we are foolish. But if we realize that my life is about what am I becoming? Who is God making me to be? God's image. Then we are wise. Because it is God who lavishly gives and generously creates out of the goodness of his identity. And we're called to image that. It's not wrong to have a big harvest. It's not wrong to protect those things for the future. It's not even wrong to eat and drink and be merry in moderation. But if we only think of ourselves and what I have, what I can keep for myself, we are not living as the image of God. Even listen to the language of the farmer as he talks to himself. Notice how all the first-person singular pronouns. He asked himself, "What shall I do? I don't have enough space. Here's what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns. I'll store in my grain. I'll say to myself," he's talking to himself, "You have so many good things stored up. Just rest, eat, and drink, and be merry, and forget everyone else." But today we're going to pray in this Mass, especially for those who lost their lives in the recent shootings over the weekend. And I went and I looked up one of the shooters' manifestos, trying to discover what could lead to this. And I just glanced at it for a little bit, but I was so struck at how his language was the same as the gospel today. It was all about me and what's mine and my stuff and others taking it away from me, not realizing who he was called to become. Not a hoarder, but a sharer. Not a divider, not a fragmenter, but a uniter. As a harmonizer, as a healer. We have been made new because we have died and risen with Christ. We can ask in our own lives too, you know, where in our lives do we like to say, mine? Me, my, this is my stuff, my world, my life, my lifestyle. We can become attached to different things. The things that make us comfortable, things we're used to. We can become attached and not see how God is bringing about something new in us and in our community. Even in our parish life, what are we attached to? What's God calling us to? We can take any of those different social categories that St. Paul said and kind of turn them into new ones. You know, in the Catholic Church, those who receive the body and blood, the nourishment of our souls, for the last 2 millennia have been from every strata and every category. The poor receiving the Eucharist with the rich, the missionary receiving with the native, kings and queens receiving the body and blood of Christ next to their subjects, the young and the old. We could say in our modern era, CEOs and executives of companies receiving the Eucharist next to blue-collar workers, homemakers, people with very humble occupations. Because we are one family in Christ, and all those different distinctions have been changed. Because we now live as the image of God, because we've been washed, we've been renewed, we've put on a new self that doesn't think so much about me and myself and mine, but about we and us and you and I. That's what living in Christ is all about. Brothers and sisters, today, as we receive Holy Communion from this altar, may God give us the grace to be more concerned about who we are becoming than the things we have. And may we truly believe that because we are baptized, we have been remade as the image of God in the world, the image of love, the image of generosity, the image of service, This is who we are. It's what God has done for us. He asks us to respond in wisdom and in faith.